With Steve Scher, I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record on KUOW. 1 in 10 Washingtonians doesn't use the internet. But what about people who have limited access to it? That's the case in the very small town of Curlew, Washington. It's about 2.5 hours northwest of Spokane in Ferry County. The most reliable internet access is at Curlew School, the only school in town. It serves 210 students, kindergarten through 12th grade. Steve McCullough is the principal of the school and superintendent of the Curlew School District, which includes this one school. McCullough says even though his school has the best internet in town, it's not good enough.
The big issue is video. We have a couple T1 lines, but when you start having a school full of people use that, video just doesn't work. And you know, so a staff member will try to show a fun video they found off the web that relates to their education. And it will be clunky, it won't upload quickly, and if things aren't smooth like that, teachers will stop using it. So it's an area that is a great opportunity for our kids to be exposed to the outside world that's really not very usable for us at this time.
So essentially, it's internet, but it's sort of like not having internet.
Yes. We're able to do internet research well, all the text-based things, but anything beyond that, it's very difficult. I mean, you try to Skype with our system. We tried for interviews for a couple times, and it ends up we stop it and just go over the phone as it's not usable.
I know that almost half your student body doesn't have access to internet at their homes. I wonder, how does that shape teachers' homework assignments or other kinds of projects?
There are some things that we can't even try, like the concept of a flipped classroom, where the students will watch videos at home and they'll do more of the homework type stuff during the classroom time. Those models are just out the window. There's no way we can do it. And we really had to build time into our schedule so we can help kids with homework here. Because if you have a math problem, you want to go to a place like a Khan Academy, or your curriculum has online components, most of our kids can't access it. Even those that have internet struggle with access because oftentimes it's dial-up.
So that's even slower than what you have at your school.
Yes. We have people in our community that will come park in our parking lot to access our internet because we have the fastest in the community.
So what kinds of work have you done to sort of rev up, amp up what you've got at the school to make up for the fact that the kids don't have any access to adequate technology at home?
Well, we buy as many T1 lines as we possibly can, but still to get to the level that fiber would give you would be impossible. We have a relatively liberal access policy. Our kids are allowed to use their own devices and get on the internet without too many restrictions. We know that this is the only access they have in most cases.
So some kids do have smartphones?
Yes, but they only use them at school because the service area is pretty small. It's just this local Curlew area.
Wow.
We have quite a hilly area, and this service doesn't get there.
I'm talking with Steve McCullough. He's the principal and superintendent of the Curlew School District in Eastern Washington, which is made up of one school, a K-12. How equipped do you feel your graduating seniors are to go on to college, technologically, I mean, not academically?
Yeah, I think it's a struggle. I talked to a professor a few weeks ago about what kids are doing when they go off into college, and they were saying that almost every one of their courses has some kind of online component. And so when our students go off to college, they have to get up to speed very quickly on those aspects. And we do have some online courses, but not near that type of connectivity you see in a larger urban area. We have teachers that they're really trying to use the system we have, but it all has to be in the classroom. We have several technology classes. We have to do it all here. All the homework has to be done here. And we have a lot of technology. We have quite a few computers, and we have iPads, and we have those type of devices, but it's just anything video, you can't do.
Yeah, interesting. So I'm getting this image. I've never been to Curlew, but I'm imagining that the school really is not just the center of your community because there's a lot happening, but it's technologically the center of the community.
Very much so.
That is it.
Yeah, very much.
There's a lot of people that might say, well, you know, internet, that's overrated. Isn't it nice to be offline and talking face-to-face with your kids at the dinner table and all that? What do you say to those folks?
It's wonderful to have those skills, but without the technology skills, you can't operate in today's society. How many jobs, even manufacturing jobs, are you having to be tied to the computer in some way or technology in some way? So I would say, yes, it's nice to have that option, but our students who go out of Curlew, and all of them have to leave Curlew to get jobs other places, there's very few jobs here. They have to be able to work in that world.
Well, I know that, you know, we can't do anything geographically to change, you know, hills and your isolation. So what do you see as a potential solution?
Well, I do know down in Republic, about 20 miles away from us, they just finally got fiber going through the community. And so I know there's a lot of people locally that are pushing very hard to try to bring that through the whole county. So that would do a ton to help our community. I did have an individual about 10 years ago ask me the question about, why aren't pencils good enough?
Yeah.
And it's been nice that I don't ever get that question anymore. Now the question I get from people is how do you get more computers into your school and more technology into the kids' hands?
That was Steve McCullough. He's the superintendent of the school district at Curlew, Washington. And Steve, share, I just can't imagine that, just like sort of hanging out in the school so you can try to get some reception on your cell phone. That's what happens in Curlew.
I can sort of imagine. That's sort of like when you're at the dead spot and you're wandering around with your phone out trying to get a signal.
Amazing. Well, he's also told me they're trying to raise some money to bring fiber optic cables to Curlew. Perhaps we'll see a Kickstarter campaign. Who knows?
There you go.
It's The Record on KUOW.